Dear cheap astronomy, does gravity come from entropy? Entropy is part of our daily lives. Charge your phone and your battery goes to 100%, but it also gets hot, indicating that the work done to charge it was not 100% efficient. Energy was lost as waste heat. Cosmologists think about the entropy of the universe a lot, where it presumably must also follow the second law of thermodynamics, and hence must have started from a state of lower entropy and is now proceeding to a state of higher entropy. Defining what exactly that means is the subject of much discussion, although everyone agrees with the general principle. The law is the law. A thermodynamic interpretation of entropy is pretty straightforward. There's always a bit of waste heat whenever energy is used to do work. The statistical interpretation of entropy is a bit more vexing, where it's considered that a system will always move towards increasing randomness. That idea seems somewhat counterintuitive to us, where life and Wankel rotary engines represent organized complexity arising from something simpler. However, in living out our complex lives on Earth, we are doing an excellent job of releasing some of Earth's pent-up energy as waste heat, and it will all come to an end anyway in about a billion years when the sun heats up enough to evaporate the oceans. We'll either move somewhere else and increase waste heat production over there, or we'll just go out in a blaze of glory. Ultimately, we anticipate the universe's end will be heat death, where every leftover isolated system will lose all its local heat to the wider universe until there's no energy gradients left to drive any further activity. So this large-scale progression from isolated pockets of intense activity to an even spread of nothing much represents the increased randomness expected by the second law of thermodynamics. All this is the general context in which gravity from entropy proponents do their work. A current prominent theorist, Ginestra Bianconi, seeks to frame space-time geometry and its relationship with mass energy within the conceptual framework of geometric quantum relative entropy. Through this novel conceptualization, it does fall out that space-time will warp in the presence of mass, and hence generate what we perceive as gravity. It's kind of sort of because space-time is trying to reorganize and reconcile its information content in the presence of mass, whatever the heck that means. It's probably best just to say that Bianconi has constructed an internally consistent mathematical model which does seem to roughly match reality. Einstein never really said why space-time warps in the presence of mass, he just showed that it did. So Bianconi is agreeing with Einstein that mass warps space-time, she's just taking things a step further in identifying entropy as the underlying causal factor. Apparently, she can also identify dark energy as an emergent phenomenon from her modelling, and even account for the pockets of apparent organized complexity, like Earth, that exist in our otherwise increasingly entropic universe. Her work does bridge a gap between quantum physics and general relativity, although it's not a theory of everything, since it says nothing about the other fundamental forces, being the strong and weak nuclear forces and the electromagnetic force. At the end of the day, Bianconi's work is theoretical modelling, which will require the development of predictions that can be quantitatively tested in order to establish it as something more compelling than just an interesting idea. Conceptually, entropy would actually work better as a cause of space-time expansion. That is, the spreading and the cooling of the universe's contents. Linking gravity to entropy raises the question of why gravity remains constant over time when entropy increases over time. This might be explained as gravity representing a constant relationship between mass and space-time, although the overall extent and influence of gravity could decline as the universe spreads out and its entropy grows. Well, maybe.